shall call names. Names like Kenyatta, Nkrumah, Hannibal, Patterson, Malcolm, Garvey, Haile Selassie. This poem is vexed about apartheid, racism, fascism, Ku Klux Klan, rioting criticism, Atlanta, Jim Jones. This poem is voting against first world, second world, third world, division, man-made division. This poem is like all the rest. This poem will not be among the great literary works. It will not be recited by great enthusiasts. It will not be quoted by politicians or men of religion. This poem is lying, gun, bomb, blade for freedom. Yes, this poem is a drum, a shanty, mama, Igbo, Yoruba, Nyabingu warriors, Yohuru Yohuru, Yohuru Namibia, Yohuru Soweto, Yohuru Africa. This poem is not changing. This poem is needs to be changed. This poem is a rebirth of a people, arising, awakening, understanding. This poem speaks, his speaking, have spoken. This poem shall continue even when people have stopped writing. This poem shall survive you, me, shall linger in history, in your mind, in time, forever. This poem is time, only time will tell. This poem is still not written. This poem has no point. This poem is just a part of the story. His story, her story, our story. The story is still untold. This poem is now ringing, talking, irritating, making you want to stop it. But this poem will not stop. This poem is long, cannot be short. This poem cannot be changed, cannot be blamed. The story is still not told about this poem. This poem is old, new. This poem was copied from the Bible, your prayer book, Playboy magazine, the New York Times, Reader's Digest, the CIA files, the KGB files. This poem is no secret. This poem shall be called boring, stupid, senseless. This poem is watching you trying to make sense from this poem. This poem is fucking up your brains, making you want to stop listening to this poem. But you shall not stop listening to this poem. You need to know what will be said next in this poem. This poem shall disappoint you because this poem is to be continued in your mind, in your mind, in your mind.